Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. So, Long Summer, last movie, wonderful movie. At the beginning of this story, there is a man riding in an airplane looking very pensive. He has the sun in his eyes and a photograph in his hands. And the next time we see him, he's sitting at a diner in a truck stop reading a book. A young woman who has purple stripes in her hair and purple eye makeup comes up and says, "Do you mind if I sit here?" And he says, "No." And she sits down and she says to him, "What are you reading?" And he holds up a book that's called Wipe the Slate. She says, "I was thinking of writing one of those kind of books, and I thought I would call it Bleeding Child Within." She said, "I don't know what the story is yet. I just really like the title." This lone man is sitting by himself, and he attempts to get her to stop being so chatty, and she won't. She says, "You look like a guy who needs to talk, like you haven't talked in years." This journey with the two of them begins reluctantly for him when he gives her a ride because she's hitchhiking and he is afraid that she is going to get picked up by somebody unsavory. So he gives her a ride to take her to see her mother. His name is Alex. Her name is Vivian. And Alex tells her, because he thinks he should disclose to her, "I just got out of prison." She says, "Well, okay." He says, "Aren't you afraid?" She says, "No, my mother's afraid of everything, and I don't want to be like that." She begins to sing, "It's All Right Now." And just as she does, a truck, a semi, hits their car suddenly, and Vivian dies. And Alex is wanting to go and see her mother. No one really wants to help him. He steals the contact information from the police station, rides a bus to where her mother lives. This is in Canada. It's very cold and snowy. He gets to the mother's house and he knocks on the door and she will not open the door. She says, "What do you want?" He said, "I need to talk to you about your daughter." She says, "I don't do social." And she won't open the door, and he says, "Do you understand what's happened?" And she says, "Yes, the police were here 1 hour and 20 minutes ago." And he says, "Do you realize that Vivian has died?" And she says, "Yes, I know that Vivian is dead." And he's very kind of perplexed. He says, "Well, I'm the person who gave her, your daughter, a lift." And she says, "Well, it was an accident, right?" And he says, "Yes," and she closes the door all the way in his face. But he says to her, "I have something here from Vivian that she bought for you." And she opens the door and he has toys, sparkly toys that light up and make noise and are fun. And she says, "Oh, sparklies." And she opens the door and allows him to come in because she wants the toys. She makes him take off his shoes and line them up in the hallway. She says, "I know I'm supposed to offer you tea or something, so I have 17 kinds of tea. I'm going to give you the licorice tea because I don't like it and it tastes like cat pee." He is very disconcerted. He doesn't understand what is happening here, but she loves the sparklies. She turns them on and she follows them around and she plays with them. She insists that he take off his clothes because he's wet and he can't come in the house, and she gives him some of her clothes to put on, which he doesn't know this woman at all. But her name is Linda. And she tells Alex that Vivian also wanted to be a writer and would always get a ride with the most lonely looking person because they had the best stories. And Linda also assures Alex that he must be all right as a person if he picked up Vivian and brought her the sparklies. And Alex expects to leave right away. He just wanted to say, I'm sorry about this. And she convinces him that he should stay till Tuesday, because Tuesday is garbage day and she doesn't do garbage. And he needs to stay because Vivian would have been there on Tuesday and Vivian would have put out the garbage. Vivian isn't there. She needs for Alex to stay till Tuesday to put out the garbage because she doesn't do social and she doesn't do garbage. Obviously, this is an interesting woman. Linda is autistic. She's an adult person who lives independently and who, as her neighbor says, is very verbal because she talks all the time. Alex ends up staying and sleeping in the bottom bunk of their bunk beds. Linda sleeps in the top bunk. And she says, I need to see where you are, and if you try to touch me, I'll shoot you. I have a gun. So he is perplexed, and yet for some reason he does not leave this woman. This woman who loves to lay in the snow and put mouthfuls of snow in her mouth till it melts, because then you can drink it. And who has a trampoline that she jumps on all the time. The next few days, Alex navigates the strange world of Linda. He wants to help her. He wants to do things for her. But he also tells her that he insists that she have a funeral for Vivian. And she says, if I have the funeral on Monday, will you stay till Tuesday and put out the garbage? Very logical. So he says, yes, I'll stay till Tuesday and we'll have, and he helps plan the service for Vivian. He goes with Linda to the morgue to help identify the body, something that Vivian doesn't understand. I mean, Linda doesn't understand why it has to happen. Everybody knows it's her, but she has to do it, and she looks at her daughter. This is her daughter. And she says, she looks different. And then she says to Alex, don't talk to me anymore today until I tell you you can. Because she, though she is differently abled, you see her grief. She doesn't quite understand everything about other people's lives, but she has a connection to this woman who's her daughter. And Alex asks her one time, well, how are you so close to Vivian? And she said, well, she was interesting and she was useful. And she liked to play the same things and have fun with me and do the things that I like to do. That was how she related to this daughter that she had, that no one was really quite sure how she had had when she was young and in a home for autistic children. People all around the town, it's a little town, try to comfort Linda. One woman says, I'm sorry you lost your daughter. And she said, I didn't lose her, she's dead. This is the kind of logic that Linda has. Linda has a neighbor named Maggie who she says is a prostitute. And it's because she has gentleman callers. But Linda says she's a prostitute, and she tells Alex that Maggie is a prostitute. And Alex thinks that she's a real prostitute, which is a different part of the movie, and you can watch that part yourself. But in this relationship with Maggie, Alex begins to explain his own life. He had a son that he never met, and he was on his way to meet his grown son who had contacted him. And his son was killed by a drunk driver. And he found the drunk driver and he beat him up. And when he fell to the ground, he hit his head and he died. And Alex spent 4 years in prison for his death. There are many different stories that are happening in this one. But there is a moment where Linda teaches Alex how to play comic book Scrabble. Because you can use words that you make up. You have to use them in a sentence, but you can use words like cowabunga and buttocks, which she said is one of her favorite words. And then she makes up a word, dazzleous. And she tells a long story about looking at the sky, and she uses the word dazzleous in a sentence. There is a point where the truck driver who caused the death of this young woman comes to the door, and Alex gets into a verbal argument with him and sends him away, even though he wants to talk to Linda. And Linda is out jumping on her trampoline, and she says, I won't see Vivian again, and you won't see Vivian again, and he won't see Vivian again. We all have to get over it. Alex doesn't understand this moving on kind of things. He's just spent 4 years in prison because he did not get to meet his grown son. There are so many moments in this movie that are poignant and beautiful, and I recommend it highly if you have not seen it. It is really about the human condition, and it's about many, many things. It's about forgiveness. It's about Alex forgiving himself because Linda helps him see that he didn't really do anything here. It's about forgiving the truck driver. At Vivian's funeral, the truck driver comes and Alex walks up and shakes his hand. It is certainly a movie about compassion and mercy. And it's a movie about how differently abled people are fully inclusive and part of God's creation. It is us who has the limitation in that we cannot see how they contribute to God's great story. But one of the things that it most spoke to me about, most poignantly and sacredly, was parenting. This is from the Gospel of John. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that moment, the disciple took her into his household. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. From the beginning of this movie, you witness the reaching out of one person to another who needs the unconditional love that we so often say comes from a parent. Vivian reaches out to the lost and lonely Alex. She knows he has a story she can tell just by looking at him. Alex stays and tries to parent Linda and take care of her in a time when she has lost her only child. And Linda, in her simplicity, actually parents Alex. She's expecting him to go on in a way that he may not have been able to do if Linda had not explained things so simply to him. Jesus was near his death when he asked that a friend be the son to his mother, and he said to his mother, "Now this is your son." The most popular image we have in the Bible for God is a father. God as a parent, a mother hen. There are so many images where God is a loving parent who will be there for us and guide us. And some of us do get much of that kind of love from our own parents, and some of us do not. But we are called to love and nurture one another as a parent loves a child, as God loves us. The most beautiful scene in the movie for me is before the funeral. Linda is striving to do this, but she is having a difficult time. And Alex says, "Is there anything you need?" And she says, "Yes, I want you to put your arms around me really tight, but don't touch me with your hand." In her world where touch is painful, she asked for someone to touch her and hold on to her because her loss of her daughter was more painful than she had words to describe to others. And I thought of all the times that we need God to hold us tight. Hold on tight to me, God, just until I say when. But I'm also reminded that we also ask God often to hold tight to us, but then we limit the request. But don't touch me with your hands. Being wrapped in love by God and allowing it to be the most intimate experience of our lives is difficult for all of us. God's love is endless and boundless and unconditional. And though we might limit God's ability to love us, because like Linda, it would be too much to be too painful, it really has no end. It is boundless and eternal. Jesus said, "Here is your son. Here is your mother." The gospel calls us to love one another as God loves us, as a parent should love us, to make connections to anyone who is lost and those who have lost. At the end of the story, Tuesday comes and Alex needs to leave and the garbage truck hasn't shown up late yet because it's late. And he says, "I have to go. I've waited 2 extra hours. He is on his way to meet the mother of the child that he lost. And he has to leave. And he says to her, "I'm going to miss you." And he says, "I've left something for you in the freezer." And she's starting to fret. He says, "I'll send you a card from wherever I'm at." And she says, "Why?" He leaves and the garbage truck comes. And see, she won't let him put the garbage out before the truck comes because you could get rats and raccoons and germs. And so the bags have to stay in the backyard. And she's fretting through the window when Maggie, the so-called prostitute, comes in the back door with the bags, walks through the house, puts them on the curb, and waves to her. And a new relationship, a new parenting relationship has begun. And then Linda remembers, and she goes to the freezer, and in the freezer is a snow cake. And Linda says, "Now that is interesting." Amen.